item three now. Madam Clerk, please read item three.
Item three is a 2013 adopted budget amendment 1A032. This is from the Director of the Operations Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding the establishment of a comprehensive facility plan work group, facilities assessment team. This is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. I know some people are just moving to do the presentation and getting up to stretch. While we do that, let's get set up here. This is an extremely important presentation, so. Yeah, I don't know that we need one. Oh, right. Yeah. I think some people are actually just using the restroom, so. You have to be excused. Okay. Sure.
No, we'll take a better one than that. Just the advance button?
Yep. That's at 6:30, though. That clock's wrong.
Class room is 5:15.
Yeah.
That's what threw me off before. Whoa.
You could send me a copy of a PowerPoint.
Sure. I'm leaving. Oh. Yeah. John, you want to go somewhere?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Recording condition.
Taking a new bulb, huh? Trying to get it in right at the moment.
Okay. Well, then, why don't we, Jason, can you hang on for 1 minute, though, because we may want to make that motion right away.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 moment, please. Excuse me, want to make sure. Jerry, I just want to ask, since our staff is also left too, we wanted to make a referral of this. Do you know, do we need a majority of the committee of the whole to make that referral?
Is it just majority present?
I think it's majority present. Okay, we'll check on that. No. A quorum for the referral. Well, would we have that with Theo? He's here. He's just.
That's only
8:29.
10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
What if I do
it? Theo's here.
No. I wasn't going to touch that one.
Okay, let's proceed then. We think we have a solution. We just want to make sure, because we were looking to, it looks as if I could re-refer it as chair to transportation if need be. Yes, thank you, Jason. Okay, we want to welcome you. If you would please introduce yourselves and then begin the presentation.
Sure. Just a note. I have a plane to catch. I need to leave here in about 25 minutes.
Okay.
So that's good. Makes a decision.
Well, then let's get right to business.
I know. I know. I need to leave at about 5:45.
Okay. We'll
get through our presentation. If we need to come back with questions, I'll do that. Just so you know.
Thank you. And your name and the company you represent?
Rolf Kiemann with C.B. Richard Ellis.
Okay,
and I'm
sir.
Michael Parker with C.B. Richard Ellis also.
Okay.
Julie Ash, Department of Administrative Services. I just want to really, I'll very quickly kick this off. This worker report, excuse me, the report is a product of the long-range strategic planning committee. The resolution that was developed and passed by the board to have an RFP developed and we selected C.B. Richard Ellis. That was part of the 2012 adopted budget. And so I will skip my long introduction and go right to the gentleman to talk about the 25 buildings that they assessed and which they prepared the report about.
Okay. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. We'll move through some slides very quickly for you. We had a comprehensive study team that was put together with our staff and with Epstein Ewan Architects, Singh and Associates Engineers, and North Terra Development, multidisciplinary approach to the buildings that we studied. What we were trying to do was provide tactics and strategies for the county that would be contained in our report. We spent over 16 months analyzing our information, studying buildings, being on site, interviewing staff. I would like to compliment the DOA, the Department of Facilities staff. You have an excellent staff, and they've been very, very cooperative and added a tremendous amount of value. What we tried to do was leverage all the information that we gained for all of the facilities that you have. You have about 1,000 facilities. We're mapped here on this slide, the 25 facilities that we surveyed for you. It's approximately 4 million square feet, or about 55% of the critical assets. We feel what we found in these 25 facilities applies to almost everything that the county possesses in terms of facilities. The profile for these facilities is what you see in this slide. One of the critical points here is, basically there are two things. One, the red triangle, the facilities management area, is basically where most of that property is. We also have some health and human services and a couple other facilities that we looked at. We did not do the parks or the airports because those are unique and specialized. We felt that was not an important part of what we were looking at. Critical point here is you'll see that 75% of the facilities are 30 years old or older. And if you'll notice on the bar graph on the bottom, in terms of square feet, the two bars on the right-hand side, the number of facilities that are 80 to over 100 years old is quite large, the largest number of facilities in terms of square feet.
Relative to the current status of the portfolio, am I on here?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. You can hear me? Good. It's really been an evolution over a long period of time with multiple departments running multiple properties with separate budgets, points of contact, separate staffing and tracking systems. And I get the next. And really our proposed approach is to take a holistic look at your portfolio to, one, identify properties that are critical to the mission of the county, and, two, to find the most effective strategies on a holistic basis to manage those properties. And so we had five primary recommendations. The first is to sell assets to reduce the size of the portfolio. And what this means is this will help you to avoid stretching your budgets, stretching your facilities management folks, and expending dollars on unnecessary facilities. It'll generate sales proceeds that will help you fund the properties that remain. It'll eliminate shadow space, which is space in many of your buildings that you currently occupy that's underutilized. It'll help you reduce your utility and maintenance expenses. It will help you reduce travel time between facilities, whether it's county staff doing county business or county facilities folks repairing and maintaining buildings. It'll help you improve your code compliance and life safety. You can focus on a smaller core of assets, and you can redirect your staff to primary outcomes and getting things done. We think you need to consolidate your portfolio under one landlord, and by that we mean, again, you have four or five different departments that have their thumb on different pieces of property. What that will do for you is that you can track your property better. You can strengthen the financial control. Currently, the accounting department has some real estate numbers, but many of the numbers are really stretched across a number of different properties. You don't have one set of numbers for all of the properties being measured in the same way. You can improve the internal customer focus. You can focus more on both the internal and the external vendors who are performing tasks on these properties. You can upgrade systems and tools and track those things, again, in the same way because you have one landlord. You can measure services through surveys and provide feedback and look to see across your portfolio how that's working. And you can move to a more effective out-tasking, from an out-tasking to an outsourcing solution where you need additional help to tackle the portfolio. Note that your portfolio is about 13.8 million square feet. That's kind of an average mid-sized portfolio. And many organizations are running portfolios nationwide and globally with one real estate organization.
One of the challenges that we did face in doing this entire report was trying to find the numbers to what the costs were really to operate buildings. And they're scattered all over the budgets because of the nature of the way this has been put together. And it's very difficult to really determine exactly what the costs are to operate the facilities that you have under your control.
So once you have your numbers under control and you've started to identify which of your properties are highest and best use and which ones are mission critical, those that are not mission critical, you can sell. Those that are not highest and best use, you can improve the occupancy and the utilization of those properties to gain greater performance out of them. Lower cost per square foot, better utilization rate per person, lowering the cost per person of operating your facilities. And so the allocation of space is absolutely critical. It'll help you with your energy management. It'll drive culture changes in the workplace. We spent a great deal of time in the report to identify what other organizations are doing to work more collaboratively with their people, both within a department and between departments, and that's enhanced and fostered by better workspace utilization and better space occupancy. Implementing uniform office standards. Right now there are a number of different standards in place. If you have standards in place, you can benchmark, and year over year you can tell where you're going. Eliminating capital spending on obsolete facilities. It's in the capital budget right now to spend over $5 million on the facade of the city campus buildings. And it's a question of, do you want to spend money on that facility, or should that facility be vacated and that $5 million reallocated someplace else? Enhancing the interface between staff, and then partnering with government. The medical examiner's office is an example where the state is talking about facilities. Could you partner with those folks and have a combined facility? The fourth one is developing systems and invest in training and tools to track performance. It's one thing to say we're going to get better, we're doing things, but if year over year you do not have the processes, the systems, and the tools in place to be able to track how you're doing, what's our overall, as Mike said, on a building-by-building basis, what's our overall electric expense, what's our overall HVAC expense for various buildings, you won't know which buildings are performing better and which ones are not. You won't know if maybe there's a system that's broken down in a given building and you can track it immediately because your tracking metrics and systems are telling you that. And today you can't do that. It's talking about continually targeting those facilities that need improvement and fixing things that have been broken down. It's about putting building systems on schedules so that year over year you know which elevators have been inspected and which HVAC systems have been upgraded or oiled or maintained, and somebody with a handheld device can tell you when that has happened and what the resolution of that issue was. It's focusing on electric paper filing. You have an enormous amount of filing around the various county facilities, and it's taking up space where people should be sitting. You should focus on spending the money to get those documents digitized and get them moved off-site if they're not required on a day-to-day basis for somebody to perform their county function. And finally, you need to reallocate the dollars that you are identifying for savings and put them back into the properties themselves. Too oftentimes, people say, oh, that's great. We identified some savings, and now we're going to continue to starve the rest of the portfolio. We came up with a number of about $140 million of, and we like to call it a down payment. It was just starting to scratch the surface of where savings could be found. And quite frankly, since we couldn't break down all of the property's expenses on a building-by-building basis, some of them are estimates. And so where we came up with estimates, we're saying, you know, it could be easily double this. We only looked at 25 properties. There are certainly some other properties you could sell. There are certainly other properties that could be better utilized and so forth. So to say that, well, this is going to cost us a lot of money, well, there's a lot of savings out there that can be found to reinvest back into the properties that you decide to keep.
How do we get there? This is, can be a difficult transition. We believe Milwaukee County is in the lower left box. We're in a stabilized base operations, kind of know what's going on. We take care of the buildings that we have, some of them quite well. But we need to centralize management. We need to operate with core processes that are similar. We need to integrate information, because without information to operate the facilities, we can't tell what's working and what's not working. And then once we get to that point, then we can be innovative in the way we deal with real estate. The evolution of real estate organizations is really shown in this slide, and we're in the first generation here. We're reactive, we're heavily insourced doing things. Our partnerships with the outside organizations are more of vendor partnerships, and a lot of things that we're doing, we're performing, we're measuring on an ad hoc basis rather than consistently across the board. And what we're trying to do to improve the operation is to move to the right and create value in the fourth generation of this particular slide.
This slide indicates some of the benchmarking that we're talking about, things that on a year-over-year basis you could get to as you start to develop the systems and the tools to track. The left-hand box simply talks about file storage, and we just added up all of the spaces that were listed as file storage rooms and found that it came to about 8% of the space. And then we're talking about the core campus here. We compared it with IFMA standards. We compared it with a recent state. And when we talk about a state here, by the way, it's not the state of Wisconsin. It was another state that we've been involved in consulting with. And the recommendation there was about 4%. It was about half the space that you have dedicated to file space should be on-site and dedicated to that space. And again, it goes back to an electronic filing initiative to really get that underway and get it moving and put people into those spaces where files are sitting today. Talking about overall office utilization benchmarks, again, taking some rough averages around the some of the major areas within the courthouse complex, you see that your averages there are above where the General Services Administration for the U.S. government is targeting, and above, again, a state that we recently worked with is targeting for different types of space. And it really comes down to a philosophy of how much space do we really need, how much do we have, and what is the cost. And when you start to consider the cost of that excess space, because the layouts and so forth are perhaps not to standards, you realize that there's money there to be saved, and it will allow you to accommodate many more people in the space that you have. This is an example of some standards. In 2009, there was a proposed reallocation of space. A few of those, I guess, were undertaken, but much of the work was not completed. There were a few groups that were moved. We've identified kind of a goal strategy, and even that strategy, in our book, we talk about office sizes there of 180 and 120 square feet. Some organizations are moving to chief executives who are not even working in offices anymore. The mayor of New York does not. The head of the General Services Administration in Washington, D.C. does not. But that's a very big culture change But even at that, if you look at just where the numbers are, and you're actually above the proposed allocation in many of your departments, there's a lot of room for growth. Now, we don't recommend that you go through and start clearing floors and start downsizing spaces. This would happen, we think, over a 5 to 7 year period. You would start with pilot programs as you, if you were to close City Campus, bring those folks, whether it's into this space or some other space, test out some of the layouts that are being used today by other organizations and find out what works for you. The technology platform is important, whether it's the CMS system, which is a computerized maintenance management system where folks in the field who are repairing equipment have handheld devices that can do readouts, and they can put in information as things are being repaired or to note that something is in need of repair. It includes bringing expenses from field operations directly into your accounting system and being able to track those building by building. And you have the buckets already set up within your accounting system. It's not like this is something that's totally, going to turn everything upside down. It's really a matter of setting the systems up so that you can do that. You can feed the right buckets and so that you can track the information that you really want or need. We have a core campus strategy. It's focused on the primary buildings right here. We show Marsha Coggs. We think that if your core campus strategy is driven to its fullest and you really look at all of your agencies and how folks are working, you may be able to disposition Marsha Coggs as well, maybe sell it to the state or lease it to the state and sell it to an individual or private investor, and really focus on gains right here on the main campus. The timing of this, as I said before, we see this as a 5 to 7 year process. We think the planning is, between now and the end of the year, you can get started on planning. You can. I know the facilities group is starting to look at some of the tools and templates to be able to track expenses. Maybe a year from now, in the fall of this year, start really addressing the real estate organization. We know there will be a lot of discussion between now and then, but maybe that's when you really start to put up models and start to look at how it might work. We think that the start of the implementation phase would be about a year off. But again, there are things you could do in the interim that could accelerate any or all of these timelines. And they're not end-to-end. They're overlapping. There's going to be a lot of back and forth. There's going to be a lot of discourse and discussion. And, it's not an easy process. Change management is the biggest hurdle you face. It's very easy to install equipment and tracking systems. Change management is going to be your biggest hurdle.
We show a disposition process model here that we use. It looks pretty complicated, particularly on a slide like this. It's hard to follow. But basically, what this does is allows you to use a decision tree to dispose of the assets that are not necessary for the county and retain those that are highest and best use. And it is a discipline process. It's not take a building and put it on the market. It's do an analysis that has to be done initially to determine the cost of that facility, what the value is of that facility, and whether or not that supports the services that the county is providing to the community now. That's the important thing. The buildings that you retain should support the services for the county. We think there's some primary strategies for specific properties. We think the courthouse, the safety building, and the criminal justice facility down here are potentials for redevelopment. We think all of those buildings are iconic and special use, including the safety building. A lot of people have written the safety building off, but we don't see that. We see that as a building that will take some work and some money to be invested, but it's in your core campus here, and it will do many of the things that Rolf mentioned before about bringing staff and services together, which creates economies of scale. We think the Community Correctional Center and the Medical Examiner's Office, I had the pleasure of being in both of those buildings, and I don't know if you've spent much time there, but I don't choose to go back to the morgue. Thank you very much, even though Dr. Peterson's very interesting. But those facilities should be completely demolished and something else be done with those facilities, or that site anyway. The mental health center, day hospital, child and adolescent center, there was a lot of time spent today talking about that. The food service building, which is on the north side of Watertown Plank Road in the same area, the Kelly Nutrition Center and the Senior Center on the south side that are really old Nike buildings, when the Nike base was there, really are substandard and could be demolished or redeveloped. Assets to sell, the Technology Innovation Center, that's a net cost to the county right now, and the concept for that Technology Innovation Center has really passed. That time has passed. And the city campus, of course, we've talked about that before. That's a facility that really doesn't serve the needs of an office. It's a hospital that's in substantial disrepair now. And a lot of those are highlighted in great detail in the report with photographs and other information supporting that. And then take a hard look at the Marsha Coggs Center, and because really the state is occupying a significant portion of that building right now. And is that something that the county should be operating, or is that something that should be a state facility? And if the county needs space, you reverse roles in that. And the Juvenile Justice Center, we're doing some work right now. We're looking at the facilities on the north side of Watertown Plank Road because of the interchange that's going on in that area and the changes that will be done to Swan Boulevard and that entire area. We think the same thing should be done to the Juvenile Justice Center. That land is very valuable. That could be one of the most valuable assets that the county owns. We heard from the court system that they would much prefer to have the courts here in this facility and not have to transport juries or jurists back and forth to that facility, let alone the people that are on trial there. So that's basically the five groups of buildings that we have determined out of the 25 that we took a hard look at.
This slide just shows what really was a basic estimate of some cost savings. It is due to the amount of detailed information that we could get. Again, it's very rudimentary. It only covers a few facilities. It has a lot of estimates in it. But it's something that we thought was really just a start at finding savings within the portfolio. We think there's a lot more there. And, you know, it's something that can be quantified as you move forward with your planning process. And I think that really opens it up to questions. You can hit
them. Thank you. There's so obviously so much information. This will not be the only time that you're here, of course. But I wanted to give more time for questions. One thing before we go to Supervisor Lipscomb. At the beginning of your presentation and when I received this packet, I didn't understand the decision to leave out parks buildings. And then when you reference parks buildings, is that parks buildings that are funded through the Parks Department? Is that cultural assets? Does that include the museums? You know, that's a question that I have.
The reason there were no cultural park recreation buildings, they were excluded from the survey or from the assessment. That was specific requirement of the resolution.
Was it?
Yes, to not look at those at this time.
Okay.
So that's why we looked at these other buildings instead.
That was from the long range strategic planning.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Sure.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So we're starting from where you ended. That schedule that sort of looks at the 25-year. We've got a whole binder that's the building inspection reports, which
yes.
are, you know, fun nighttime reading, but I'm more interested in kind of some of those projections and how those came together, and I'm wondering whether that detail is available. So, you know, some of the assumptions are laid out, but I'd like to really understand that better.
Well, I can give you
how
I can give you if you look at the footnotes of I think
yep.
you're talking about the chart with $142 million.
They don't have that.
Yeah, no, but
I'm assuming that there's a, you know,
it's a very simple spreadsheet. It's a very simple spreadsheet. There are plug numbers, for instance, for the mental health center. Those numbers came from the county. Those were numbers that we put in there. We just dropped those numbers in. We had estimated sale proceeds that are not in this public document. There was about $25 million in savings that was added into, or 27.5, I'm sorry, that was added in to that number for the Marsha Cog Center. Again, what we did on the capital expense column is we took the actual capital, five-year capital expense numbers, and then projected an additional number that we deemed to be reasonable on a dollar per square foot basis that should be spent on those properties over a 20-year time frame. For operating expenses, for the operating information that we could get for buildings where we believe that the operational costs were a dollar a foot or 50 cents a foot higher than averages, we projected that out over a period of time. Not the entire operating expense, just the delta. If the building were operated normally, if the building could be operated normally, City Campus cannot be operated as a normal office building. It runs about twice the rate of what you might spend on a normal office building because it's got hospital systems in it. So mm-hmm. you've got a different kind of building system, and so those are the kinds of savings that we identified and generated, and we can give you whatever detail you'd like, but you'll find that they're very simple estimates because we didn't have detailed information.
Okay. So, yeah, I am interested to the
Supervisor, pardon me. Sorry. Sir, did
I
you
need
not
to
need to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So
Okay.
I would be interested in the future to whatever extent to understand how detailed it is versus to what extent
it very
relied
detailed
on really basic.
And a lot of these numbers are your numbers that we have pulled together, mm-hmm. and that they have come from the budget operations and from the capital budgets and from earlier studies that were done that we absorbed. So,
secondly, related to those two, I'm wondering whether there were any alternative schemes proposed, or if the only scheme involved, the only scheme was this one. The only scheme that was modeled was this one, as an example.
Well,
while I can understand the City Campus perspective, which a lot of people seem to have, I think there's a bias about the neighborhood, not just about the building. You know, was an alternative scheme to say maybe the building doesn't work, but perhaps the fact that we got 3 acres and there's, you know, availability of parking, that there's a scheme that utilizes the site that doesn't have us paying for the demolition and redevelopment of that site, also coming down to the courthouse, building expensive space and parking structures and all that. So just economically, I want to know what we looked at as alternative schemes. And
well,
I have my own bias here, obviously.
Good, very good question, Supervisor. Our charge was to take a 30,000-foot view of the county facilities and not drill down and look at specific things. I think that's the next step that would be taken in this. But to take a look at, let's take, for example, the City Campus. We suggested that the City Campus, as it exists now, is costing about twice what a normal office building should cost to operate. And that's ignoring capital expenses that are in the budget right now for about $5 million. So the clear answer to that is try and move people out of that building. What happens to the property after that is probably the next step. If you have looked at the city plan for that, I believe it's called the Near West Corridor.
Near West Side Plan.
That it becomes a critical component. The school next door that's closed on Wisconsin Avenue is closed, and the parking lot and the site, the 3-acre site, becomes that's shown in their plan as something that's a critical asset. So how it's used in the future, there are lots of options for that. And to answer your question very specifically, no, we didn't model other things to do with this. We came up with these plans as something to anchor onto and start looking at.
And then just the last one for now. None of these projections net out the redevelopment expenses, demolition expenses, parking structures, any of those things that would be required to.
Yes, the value of the property and the net value of the $27.5 million does net out all the demolition expense, and it does not include relocation or renovating buildings to move people, but it does include the net value to the county for those properties.
So in the example of City Campus, does it have us demolishing it or just walking away from it like the hospitals did before? Or
well, we eliminated, it was a recommendation, I think an appropriate one, that we didn't put specific dollar values down for these buildings, so that any one of them, so that they're quoted, but it is for the City Campus, it is demolished. It is a net cost of with demolition.
Interesting. Okay.
Anything else, Supervisor?
Except for the theater and the shops in front that have some historic value, apparently to someone. I'm not sure who. But
yeah, so, I mean, I'm skeptical. But
okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right, Supervisor Weishaupt, and then I kind of went down the line. Johnson said no questions. Supervisor Roma-West, Borkowski, Bowen has one. Anything, Schmidt? Okay, so we'll go Weishaupt, Bowen, and then we will conclude.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I guess I looked at one of your first bullet points here about this holistic approach. Identifying properties critical to the delivery of county services, and we go from that, it seems like we're already jumping to the conclusion that we need to sell off all these things. I guess this is then under the conclusion that county government is this size and will be this size?
No, we haven't made those assumptions at all. That's something that would be way out of our purview for this study. But what we did was we looked at the buildings and their utilization. For example, there's a great deal of space at the mental health complex that's underutilized right now. There's a swimming pool and bowling alleys that don't look very good. There are a lot of facilities in the City Campus. There are two floors, two and a half floors that are completely empty right now. One floor has used furniture stored in it. All we're saying is there's availability of, there's excess space that you are paying for right now. And we're saying there are more efficient ways to do this if you address the excess facilities that you have. If the buildings, whatever facilities you have, should be there to support the services that the county is providing. Whether those are growing or shrinking, that ought to be part of the planning in the future. But that really wasn't. We looked at the bricks and mortar.
Right. Because I think there are some people, and I think even from the county exec's comments, you can see how these numbers get wildly inflated. As far as this, the $140 million is always, over a 10-year period. They get into this thing. Because I do appreciate the work you've done, and I think it will be very helpful. But I would caution people not to cherry pick these numbers out of here, because we have not set the size and scope of county government. And unfortunately, there is the political side. I think no real estate developer in their right mind would have ever bought City Campus, but it was a political decision. And so we have to work within that dynamic. We spent, I believe, $2.5 million renovating the Parks Administration building. That a historic, if it was me, I'm not really attached to the building, I would have bulldozed it and built the Parks Administration building someplace else. But so I think it is, you have to take that political dimension. We're in some of these places not because it is the best real estate decision. And I don't know how we quantify that in this report. Sometimes we do it to be an anchor in a neighborhood. The thing, too, a lot of this stuff I want to say we've known for a long time, and that's why I appreciate the format that it's in it, that you put it in. because of your credibility, that hopefully more people will pay attention to it now. We would love to spend the money on some of the technology on this, but with all the other competing factors, and like I said, the critique, I will guarantee you General Sentinel will run the article that we spent $5 million on furniture and office equipment to update to a modern office environment versus the old 1970s stuff you see around here. Even though it may not be the best for customer service, it may not be the best, you know. So I think what's lacking, and not from your side, but from my colleagues, is that you have to remember that those that will cherry-pick the numbers out of here and the things that are left out, the relocation cost, you know, moving, updating office furniture, technology, you could easily spend $140 million on that throughout Milwaukee County and be awash on so-called savings.
Thank you, Supervisor Weishan. Supervisor Bowen, did you have a question or comment?
Yep, thank you, Madam Chair. I wanted to ask about two things. So the COGS building, you're saying there's enough space in our core campus area, meaning the courthouse, the safety building, and areas located here to fit all those employees is the first question. And the second, you mentioned the state being located at the COGS building. Is the lease with the state there because we're there in a way? Does their work, is it connected where they're located near our facilities and our employees? And is that area there?
Again, we did not look at the service providers there, but it's our understanding that the state work and the county work is separate and distinct. In the building. Is there enough space to move those people down here? We didn't do a headcount to do that. The safety building, as you know, still has old jail cells in it that would have to be renovated in some way or another. We would suggest, if we kept going with this, that we would suggest a prototype or a model of a single floor in the safety building be done, and maybe move people from the city campus or the COGS center. But it's a complicated process that has to be looked at from a whole lot of perspectives. It can't be just, okay, we're going to move those 100 people down to this campus. What happens after that to the building? What happens to the COGS center? What's the state interest in that? As Supervisor Lipscomb pointed out, what happens to the city campus? I mean, that's it doesn't do any good if you vacate that building and it sits there and it becomes an eyesore to the entire community. Would it be better to renovate that? I mean, there are a lot of moving parts that have to be looked at when we start looking at individual buildings.
Thank you. And another follow-up would be, was the value taken into account to maybe demolish the safety building because there would have to be so much investment to renovate it?
We looked at that. We felt that considering the site and the connectivity to the courthouse and the way it's being used now, that demolition of that building would be rather expensive. And we felt with the proximity here, rather than building a completely new building, that it would be better to try and renovate that facility. Both of them, very frankly, are going to be expensive. But we feel they're assets, particularly in certain locations, that may gain enough in dollars that it will be a net wash to the county. And one of the things, even if you can consolidate into a central campus and have this campus down here and release some of that other capital, and then beyond that point, if that takes 10 years or 12 years or whatever the number is, beyond that point, your operating expenses should drop significantly. And so the net gain to the county may be, it may be a wash for the first 10 years, but a very positive wash that looks out to year 11 and savings start to kick in at that point. I'm using that as general terms. I don't mean that it's specifically 10 or 11 years.
Any other questions, Supervisor?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Okay, so as I stated when this item was first read into the record, is I'm going to go ahead and re-refer this. Since we do not have a quorum right now, I'll re-refer it to the Transportation and Public Works Committee, which is where all matters dealing with facilities in Milwaukee County reports out to. So just wanted to give that as information. That'll be up, obviously, next cycle. And unless there's a special committee meeting, that's something for the chair of that committee to decide. But I just wanted to let you know that's what we'll be doing. This was just kind of a beginning presentation, some preliminary questions, and we really look forward to continuing our work with you. Seeing no other questions or comments from the public and no other matters before us, this meeting, then this committee is adjourned. Thank you. I guess I don't have to do that for committee. Just in case.
Well, okay. Sorry we didn't get...